going to now focus on the European Union. Rob Congdon is going to come alongside to help us do that. By the way, let me remind you, you're listening to WDER Radio here in the Derry, New Hampshire area. That's where we're located, Merrimack Valley Baptist Church. And I mentioned earlier about the School of Prophets Institute. Starts at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Love to have you be a part of it. We're going to give you the secrets to understanding Bible prophecy. That's 4 to 7 this evening. And then we'll be at the church tomorrow, 8:45, 10:45, and 4:30 tomorrow afternoon. We're going to get in and out so everybody can go watch the Super Bowl. I can't believe I'm compromising, but that is probably going to be a good thing if we want to have anybody come to church. Well, as I mentioned, Dr. Rob Congdon joining us as our broadcast partner. Rob, we just got a call a few moments ago from Mary up in Maine giving us a heads up. Not sure you've noticed it. Maybe you've already on top of this story, but Tony Blair making this statement, "I will be happy to be president of Europe if you simply give me the power." Wow, that is something. Did you get this story? Do you know about it?
Oh, yes, I've been following it. Actually, it's been a story that has been going along for the last, week and a half, since he first met with Sarkozy and spoke to Sarkozy's political party in France. He's been indicating that he is interested in the presidency. What he's really stressed, though, is if it's going to be a figurehead, he doesn't want it. But if it's going to be real power, that's what he wants.
Now, let me ask you about the treaty. Does it give the power that Tony Blair is looking for to become president of the European Union? Is it all set for him to move into a slot like that? I mean, is the job described, defined enough?
No, it's not. Actually, the treaty gives four important positions in the European Union. Currently, the strongest position, which already exists, independent of the new treaty, is president of the Commission. This is a group of unelected people who basically truly run the European Union. That is already headed up, and that position is very strong under Barroso. But the treaty defines this new president of the Council, and that's the heads of the 27 states. That's the Council. It's what every 6 months they've had a president of that group.
Mm-hmm.
Now under the treaty, they will have a six-year term president. And many see him as moving, if he gets the power, into the true head position of the whole European Union. So the treaty doesn't define it. It's really going to be up to personalities and to political bargaining, if you will, to see what of the four positions ultimately becomes the real leadership. But obviously both Sarkozy, who is pushing Prime Minister Blair, and Blair see it as their role to become, he will be the president, and that's where the power will lie with, at the moment, the plan seems to be Sarkozy behind the power.
Well, now, am I correct? The last half of 2008, when you're talking about that six-month period for a temporary president, actually before they move into the permanent president's position in 2009, France has that responsibility leading into this, and that would be a very good lead-up to giving Tony Blair the presidency with that power.
That's right, and when France has that leadership, it will be Sarkozy who will be president of the Council, so it would be very natural for him to then help direct who would be the man. Sarkozy is really the key man here. He sees himself as a kingmaker, and he loves that role. It's sort of the role France always wants. And so he is pushing Tony Blair and a strange alliance, if you will, between Britain, a Brit, and a Frenchman for the role. But Tony Blair, we really need to watch him because he's always said the EU should have the position of the world. And it's almost like he had his sights on it way in the past. So this is what he's trying to do. He will be a well-known figure, and many are afraid of that in the European Union. They want some men who are less known, which from a biblical prophecy standpoint might be interesting to think through if the majority of the European leadership really wants someone to move into the presidency who's sort of an unknown and people don't recognize. But then turn that into a real power base. You have an interesting situation of possible prophecy.
Yes, well, possible prophecy being fulfilled, as you've said. You know, the thought that we need to realize as well, Tony Blair right now, the peace envoy in the Middle East, doing much of his work out of Jerusalem, endeavoring to try to bring about some type of a resolution between the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Speaking of the European Union, what about Slovakia? They hold the presidency right now. Something seems to be going on there that possibly could threaten the European Union treaty. Is that correct?
Well, on the surface, it would seem that way. What is happening, and without getting into great detail, there is an internal fight in Slovakia over a bill that the local, you know, the government that would only apply to Slovakia wants. And so what they're really doing is trying to blackmail the leadership, who are currently the president of the EU, into getting their way. So what we have is an internal political battle going on, trying to use the treaty as the blackmail or the force, and saying, we won't go for the treaty if you don't give us our bill. And so what we have is a mixture of national and European politics coming together. I wouldn't worry about it, even if they hold off on the vote, which is what they decide to do this week, because parliaments can re-vote on the treaty. This is different than the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So even if Slovakia's parliament voted no at this point, 6 months later they could vote yes.
Mm. So we've got plenty of time in 2008. Hey, there's a report. I talked earlier with Bob McGinnis about the situation on the continent of Africa. He mentioned the European Union sending in military forces into Chad. Just that brings my thinking to the military in the European Union. I know they want to endeavor to try to replace the NATO operation. What is the status? Can you update us on the European Union military forces since they're going into Chad, and they're starting to reach out basically around the world, are they not?
That's right. There's two important points in this military operation. The first is it's a 3,500-man force being sent to Chad representing the European Union. It will be under European Union leadership and control. No one else will control this small army, if you will. So it's very important because the EU is starting to flex its muscle in terms of an army, and its ultimate goal, of course, is a full-scale army. So they have said, we'll send the troops, but we maintain control, and that's the crucial issue. It won't be NATO, it won't be anybody else, it'll be the EU. The interesting thing is they're not quite ready to send the troops, even though they said they were. They've just recently said, well, you know, the situation's a little dangerous there, we're not sure we want to send our men into it yet. So it's almost humorous. We have this army, but we don't want to put them in any harm's way. But this is just, you know, the beginnings of their army. So we give them a little time, and that's where they're going, is a strong army, which they will control, and they're ready to go anywhere in the world to interfere, if you will, and to exert their power.
Rob, on my computer right now, I have this article from The Guardian Unlimited about Tony Blair saying, give me the power, I'll become president of Europe. And one of the things he says here, if the job comes with world powers to intervene in defense, in other words, in military forces. Quite interesting, the connection with all that is going on. One final thought with you, Rob. The Serbs are going to the polls this weekend to elect a president as it relates to Kosovo and all that's happening there. Any insight that you could give us?
Well, I think it's a very important election because on one side we have the people who are saying, let's move Serbia closer to the influence of Russia. That would affect the entire Balkan area, which is an area the EU wants to control and wants part of the EU. The other side says, no, if I'm elected, we'll move toward the EU and we'll deal with the Kosovo problem later or it will not affect us. So Kosovo is certainly in the play in this second election. It's a second round election. The one leader who in the last election got 40%, he would move Serbia toward Russia and tighter control of Kosovo. So it's still a very hot area that could break open into conflict, possibly, depending on the results of the election. And the EU's whole influence in the region can depend on this election. So, yes, it's very important to see who wins on the Sunday election.
Well, that's the reason we continually look for and make sure we have contact with Dr. Rob Congdon. Wherever he may be, we contact him. He needs to give us insight. We're going to watch from now until Jesus Christ shouts to take us out at the rapture of the church. What's happening in the European Union, at least the infrastructure for the establishment of the revived Roman Empire. Great prophetic significance, and that's the reason we talk with Rob Congdon. Rob, thank you so much. Keep alert so that when we call you, you can tell us you're right there. You're ahead of the story. I got it late, but you're on top of it. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon.
Great to be with you. Lord bless.